If you haven't been into the Newcastle Museum in a little while, maybe now's around about the right time to have a look at it. There is a Forum for Science happening. In fact, it is this Thursday from 5.30 through till 7 o'clock. And to talk to us about that from the University of Newcastle's Faculty of Science, it is Professor Tim Roberts. Good morning, Tim. What can we expect from this science forum that's happening?
Well, you expect a lot of interesting people talking about a very, very important topic, and that is why it's important for our politicians to understand that they've got to base their decisions on science, not on their personal belief or their unfounded facts. So what you can just join us tonight, sit in the audience, ask questions, listen to a good debate where four speakers will be talking about their love of science, are all involved in science in one way or another, and then ask your own questions. So it's a chance to get involved, it's a chance to listen and learn.
I guess, Tim, opinions, as you said earlier, opinions, everybody's got one. Where is it that there seems to be a disconnect between some of the hardcore facts and where are people's opinions coming, particularly when it comes to public policy? What's the breakdown?
Well, I think what we've seen in Australia and what we've seen in America, it's time for scientists to start talking politically. We've seen the closing down of funding for basic research, the closing down of funding for climate change research, global warming. Those scientists have been put on notice and put out to pasture, as has the Environmental Protection Agency in the United States. So it is a loss of a lot of those people. The other example I think it's really, really good to look at is vaccines and how suddenly the politicians are talking nonsense about vaccines, and this sort of thing can then influence those people whose actions cause a lot of trouble, because we're seeing now an outbreak of measles in an area where vaccination is low.
I guess, Tim, like I said, opinions are what they are, and that in these particular areas that you've mentioned, they seem to be heated. You're either completely on one side or the other. Just very quickly, what are some of the things specifically that we'll be able to check out when we come to the forum? What can we really expect there?
Well, with those, the importance of facts rather than political denial, the importance of public policy so that we can get the government to get more interested and more support for science itself. I think it's a matter of people showing their support by coming along, sitting down and just interacting with scientists who've got nothing more to gain than to try and make this country a better place. So the take-home messages that we're really looking at is that we want a well-informed community. So here's a chance of people to gain more information. We want the government to let there be open communication, and communication of science findings mustn't be suppressed. And that'll be discussed tonight as well.
Okay,
we want to talk more about getting more basic research undertaken in Australia.
Tim, that sounds fantastic. A bit of open debate as well. It is at the Newcastle Museum, the Forum for Science, and it's tomorrow from 5.30 through till 7. I'm sure there'll be plenty of questions asked and lots of great minds on hand to give you plenty of answers as well. 28 past 10 here at 2NURFM.